Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Monday, March 19th. This is Audio Boo number 151. Well, hello, hello. Monday. The start of a week. Actually, start of a week for me. Back off vacation. Stock market continues to go up. But today's really all about Apple, right? Apple said that they sold 3 million units of the iPad over the weekend. One to me. More about that later. So the market today, the Dow was up 6, NASDAQ up 23, leading the market, S&P up 5. Stocks were up higher earlier in the day. You know, the stock market basically looks good. I mean, yesterday, last week was up over 2%. Folks continue to pile in. The black box did have another sell signal on Friday, but none of those seem to have mattered lately. They are what they are. I continue with a sizable cash position, and everything I own is fairly low beta, so we'll see. I don't think this can last forever. We shall see. Above net shares rose 13%. They are being acquired by the Zayo Group for $84 a share. That'll do it. Adams Golf was up over 8%. They are also being purchased. You never notice that when the bull market gets, you know, after we put on a lot of gains, we see a lot of mergers and acquisitions. I mean, a lot of folks like to buy stocks when stocks are high. Of course, they have money when stocks are high too, right? So maybe that's just kind of a lateral move, as they say. They don't buy them cheap because they don't have the money. Lionsgate added almost 6% today on the movie The Hunger Games. I haven't read that book. I've seen that book, but looks interesting, right? There goes my cell phone. Yelp was up a little over a percent today. Okay. Sprint was down over 5.9%. It was downgraded to underperformed by Sanford Bernstein. Okay. So, you know, newspapers have been struggling, right? As a matter of fact, one of the guys I know just got canned from the newspaper. They basically said they're not making any money, and they had to let him go. But they say that there's a glimmer of hope because of tablets and smartphones. Because folks are actually starting to subscribe to newspapers on their mobile device. Although, I have to think it's a limited market. And, you know, I use apps like Flipboard, there's a lot of news there. Do I need a newspaper? I don't know. I don't have the local news, but that's what local news channels are for. I don't know. I think they're going to struggle with that too, but at least there's hope. At least there's something instead of nothing. Apple price target raised to $700 a share by Goldman Sachs. Apple declared the big dividend today, about 4.5% dividend released quarterly, making Apple now a dividend growth stock. So Goldman Sachs said, we believe that today's announcement, coupled with additional positive catalysts that we expect through the year, should continue to lift the stock higher. What is higher shall go higher. So Apple was up a little bit today. Let's see, anything else? You know, a lot of folks think the same thing I see, but stock market's going up anyways. This is Ken Tower, senior analyst at Quantitative Analysis Service. Says, we're faced with a market that's just up a long way. People are starting to be more choosy about when they're buying, and some short-term people are taking profits. Is that true? The market's going up. No. Let's see, quarterly dividend, stock buybacks by Apple. There you go, anything else? Well, that boosted the shares, right? Tim Cook said, we have thought very deeply and very carefully about our cash balance. Innovation is the most important objective at Apple, and we will not lose sight of that. And that's, I think, what people who didn't want Apple to pay a dividend, they'd rather see them hold onto the cash and make acquisitions or invest in new technology and have that cash ready. But at some point, you got to pay that back to the shareholders, right? Amazon buying Kiva. Innovative robotic software solution that automates the process of picking, packing, and shipping products. It's robots. Robots. The market's up 27.7% from the October low. I'm not sure. Is that the Dow? The S&P? Usually the S&P is quote-unquote the market, right? Amazon. So Disney's taking a $200 million write-down based on the they're calling it a mega flop, John Carter. I don't know what kind of reviews it got. Sounded a little on the interesting side when they were talking about it on the news. Yes, indeed. Bank of America sold off into the close. Maybe they're going to do a secondary offering? Interesting. And before I talk about my iPad, let's talk about Peyton Manning signing with the Denver Broncos. So Tim Tebow's gone, huh? That's kind of interesting because, you know, he really rallied that team last year, even though everybody knew he was kind of a crappy quarterback. He just had that kind of energy and determinedness that seemed to propel the team to victories. And they got a lot farther than anybody thought they would. So, you know, will Peyton Manning be able to light up that offense? You know, one of the reasons Tebow was successful is that he was able to scramble and run and take a pounding. So will Peyton Manning be able to do the same? I thought he might go to the Niners, especially once they got Randy Moss and Mario Manningham. It seems like they were, you know, that was their weakness last year with Alex Smith, not having anyone to throw to, really. So now that offense, when you add in their tight end, Vernon Davis, aging Al Gore in the backfield, but they got some youth back there, and the Kendall Hunter, right? So that offense is going to be kind of interesting, even with Alex Smith. So who got screwed in this is the Miami Dolphins, who lost out on Matt Flynn, Peyton Manning, and Alex Smith now probably go back to the Niners, so. So the Dolphins are looking like egg on their face, too, but we'll see how that goes, right? Apple, Apple, Apple. So my iPad, I talked a little bit about Flipboard. You know that when you get a new iPad or a new iPhone and you've already had one, the first thing is when you turn it on, you're kind of excited, but then you realize, you know, this is really the same thing I had before. Yeah, it's faster, but that's about it. But after I was able to play with it for a couple hours last night and a little bit today, I can say that I'm pretty happy with it. At first, going from the iPad 1 to the new iPad, the speed is so much, it makes everything so much better. Previously, when running apps, the apps crashed a lot, and I think it was just a memory issue on the old iPad. But also when you're navigating web pages and apps, whenever you go to content that's not ready yet, you just see the checkerboard display waiting for the screen to refresh. That's not the case with the new iPad. It's just fast. I mean, the content's just there. You don't have to wait for it. And one of the applications that just ran horribly on the first generation iPad was Flipboard. You know, I actually deleted it. Well, now they have the new, the Retina display Flipboard app. It was ready to go, so I thought I'd give it a try again. And what a difference. It runs faster, smoother. It's just nice to use. So I set that up and spent a lot of time with it last night. And the other apps look nice too. I don't think a lot of them have been optimized yet. I haven't noticed that much difference in the display. I'll probably notice it more when I ever open up my old iPad again to look at something. Maybe then it'll hit me. But it is crisp. It does look nice. The weight for me isn't a big deal from the iPad 2 since I didn't have an iPad 2. The new one feels a lot lighter than my original iPad. I just got the little vinyl cover for it that Apple sells. So it protects the face, and that's about it. So that doesn't add to the thickness and also keeps it light. Well, hey, that's it. I hope you're having a great one. And the music in the background from MusicAlley.com's PodSafe Music is straight out of junior high with my iPod. See ya. My iPod.
other guys.